And let's be honest, a lot of the pain down here is our job to deal with. There was an accident, a train derailment in the 1930s outside of Vienna, Austria. We know about this from a diary of a nurse that was on the train. She was not injured, just shaken up quite a bit, but there were dying people. There were people with lost limbs and crushed. It was horrific. She went from one to the other, trying to give as much comfort as she could. When she saw this disheveled man walking with a little bit of blood on him, she couldn't tell if he was injured or not. He was in a tuxedo that was all torn up, and she assumed he was one of those musicians. Vienna's famous for so many orchestras. She assumed that was what he was, because as he walked by with tears streaming down his face, he said, "Where are my instruments? Where are my instruments?" And she'd forgotten all about him till the next week when the papers came out. And there was his picture. And he was the top surgeon in all of Austria. And he was watching the dying saying, "Where are my instruments?" And so whenever I open the paper and I see there's a shooting in Colorado Springs, or there was poor people here, or the like, and I say, "Well, where is God?" God is saying, "Where are my instruments? Patrick, your job is to go stop that." Well, what if it's dangerous? There's no what if it is. Go stop it. Well, what if I run out of money? What if I run out of time? What if I run out of health? Go stop it. Why? That's your job. And then you get the present. But not till then. You are the instruments, my brothers and sisters. The only reason that there's still pornography is because we tolerate it. The only reason there's still racial injustice is because we tolerate it. The only reason there are poor people in our town is because we tolerate it. Now, I'm not being simplistic here. I know that some people are poor because they enjoy receiving handouts. I understand that. But it's still our fault that we haven't braced them in the face and taught them. The only reason there's evil on the planet is because we haven't stood against it. At whatever cost it takes, we are the instruments of God. Look what it did to Jesus. Look what we did to Jesus. When one of us loses a job, I believe what Francis said last night. It's our job to make sure they get their mortgage paid. It's our job to make sure their kids still have clothes and get to go to school. It's our job to share what we have.